devil's advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of this fine show, but you can still have your voice heard at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we were telling the tale of Gableman's, co-investigative Arkansas licensed, maybe, but not licensed in Wisconsin
not licensed
attorney,
here,
the Lancaster dude. Well, anyways, as the attorney Charbosian, as they ended their conversation, here's what Lancaster said. Lancaster also told Charbosian that he could report him to the State Office of Lawyer Regulation if he wanted. If you feel compelled or need to report me to your licensing authority in Wisconsin, you're not going to offend me, okay? Lancaster said, I'm not going to be like, let's go find where Fancy Brian lives, B-R-Y-A-N, just like you spell it. Let's go find out where Brian lives so I can throw eggs at his windshield or his wife's car or whatever. I'm not that kind of person. This is from the transcripts, people. This is the professionalism level of the $900,000 and counting unlicensed in the state of Wisconsin lawyers who didn't show up despite the fact that they issued the subpoena and didn't have a lawyer present, at least not one licensed.
Issued an overly broad subpoena, issued the wrong address on the subpoena, had all, apparently a litany of issues wrong with the subpoena, still showed up. The city administrator from Kenosha still showed up to do it, and they didn't have a licensed attorney to do it after his attorney wisely consulted with the Wisconsin bar.
It might be too late.
844-967-2789. I don't feel embarrassed at all by this Gableman activity. We're so proud of you, Gableman. You are just a fine shiny. You are a role model, sir.
You are. Charles Barkley, you are a role model.
CJ, the good CJ from Beaverdam. Welcome back, CJ.
Hey, CJ.
Hi, fellas. Hey, I just wanted to point something out, Michael. Since we were both in service, if I'm not mistaken, I voluntarily signed the dotted line.
Yes, sir, I did
I'm
as
so
well.
Sick of, I'm so sick of hearing about 13 Afghanistan serving soldiers.
Yeah, no one wants to die in a war zone, but that's what you signed up for, CJ, as did
exactly.
I. And I didn't want to die at 21, but I knew that the percentages said there's a chance I could be killed or maimed. Hence the whole Army thing, and that's why you wear the camouflage. You try to make yourself small in a foxhole.
Just ask him, name one more. We didn't lose anybody on a pullout, and not to mention the former guy wanted it by May 1st.
Hey, he'd CJ, you know he'd throw a grenade and Reagan at you.
Didn't the former guy release like 5,000 Taliban fighters too? I mean, the former guy had a lot to do with the anarchy that was going on.
It was already coordinated. And if he's sick of the gas prices, tell him to buy a Jetson mobile.
Or a Flintstones mobile. Or just a freaking bicycle, right?
Exactly.
You know, some of our friends ride bikes. CJ would be, not you, CJ.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Good.
Thanks,
CJ. Man. The other CJ would be such an obvious target. You know, just listeners of our fine radio network, they'd be on the roads. They'd go, I bet that's CJ. I bet they'd be crowding them over on the side. You know what I'm saying? 844-967-2789. Here's CJ's buddy, Pizza Box Mike. How you doing, Mike?
That's right. Hey, Pizza Box.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. There's the real CJ, and then there's the fake CJ. So, you know.
Well, CJ from Beaverdam is the good CJ, and then there's Clay. His mama called him Clay. I'm going to call him Clay. He calls himself CJ, though, and he, you know, interrupts the fine programming, but we try to take all callers.
He hasn't called me for over a month. Can't figure that out.
You make him cry, Pizza Box. No one wants to be publicly humiliated on the radio, but CJ tries each and every day.
Oh, he humiliates everybody just by calling. But anyway, they found a cure. You see that? They may have found a cure for rectal cancer.
I did see that. Small sample study, but it has been very miraculous. All 18 in the study, complete remission.
Doesn't it figure they'd take care of the a-hole first?
So there is a chance for Ted Cruz, is what you're saying. He is a cancer on the rectum of America.
Wrong a-hole and wrong cancer, right? Yeah. The entire party is a cancer, man. I'm not, you know what? No holding back now, man. This is it. Bring it. Bring it on.
Pizza Box. Appreciate the...
Bring it. It's getting brought tomorrow, brother.
Oh, it's brought.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I hope it's the greatest day of our lives, but you go.
It is going to be. And I am somewhat conflicted, right? Because I certainly want to see some facts and a presentation and you know, find out what the hell went on and to know what they know. But what a sad day as well that we actually have to go through this. But let me just throw this one out there from The Hill. Federal judge ordered former President Trump's legal advisor, John Eastman, remember that cat, to turn over another batch of 159 documents subpoenaed by a House committee, including a single email he found to be likely part of a criminal effort to overturn the 2020 election.
My understanding, reporting earlier today, Dom, Trump was exposed to this document, to this plot, this coup. Let's stop calling it an insurrection. Start calling it a coup. Trump knew at least a month before it happened.
Well, yeah, he was planning it. That this is a great idea, right? Hang Mike Pence. The late Tuesday ruling adds to a decision earlier this year finding that Eastman, who crafted two memos outlining the Trump campaign strategy to block the January 6th Electoral College certification, cannot shield some of his work from the committee by claiming attorney-client privilege because he participated in a project to undermine the election that was likely criminal. Judge David Carter, California-based federal judge who has been reviewing Eastman's correspondence, found that Trump and his team may have engaged in criminal activity in early December 2020, writing that his emails confirmed that the plan established well before January 6th of 21. Quote, Dr. Eastman and Trump's plan to stop the count was not only established by early December, as Crudy mentioned, it was the ultimate goal that the legal team was working to protect from that point forward. The judge gave Eastman until 5 p.m. Wednesday to turn over the latest batch of records. Eastman detailed two strategies for the Trump campaign. One, encouraging former President, Vice President Pence, availability to buck his ceremonial duty to certify the election. And the other, advising sending alternate electors from states that Trump had lost. In a March ruling, Carter said that the plan was obvious and a coup in search of a legal theory. A coup in search of a legal theory. Remember that.
Dominic, let me thank my fine guest earlier today, John Nichols from The Nation. And tomorrow on The Big Show, Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler.
Yeah.
The Hump Day Edition. Stick around the Up North podcast with Kirk and Pat and Sarah. You know them. You'd love them. Stick around.
Big gulps, huh?
All right.
You're a communist.
Well, see you later.